spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Coming our way, and we know that your love is here to stay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be.
Another day, any more kirtan. Be ready. Ajnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-salakaya chakshur-nunmilitam jena tasmai sri-gurave nama vancha-kalpa-tarubhyascha kripa-sindhubhyayvacha patitanam pavane vaisnavibhyo namo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Yam prabhrajantamanupetamapetakrityam dvaipayano virahakatarajuhava potreti tanmaitayatarvobhinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam munimahato tavaivasmi najivami tvayabina iti vijnaye radhe Tangnaimam charanantike Paktai bihina aparadalakshai Chittasukamaditarangamati Kripamayin tvam charanam prapanna Vinte numaste charanam Yesterday, I told you about Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads, and Mahabharata, Puran, and everything. And I told about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he was ordered by his Gurudev to read Chaitanya Charitam. Srimad Bhagavatam, again and again, and take the essence and give it to whole world. And when he began one day, Sir Damodar came himself. And he thought that in dream or in spurti manifestation. But anyhow he came and told the essence of all Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially he told the meaning of the first slok. I have read everywhere in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tika, Sanatan Goswami Tika, Jeev Goswami and others Tika also, so many. But I could not clearly understand the first slok, what really meaning is. But when I read this Vyakha of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, told by Sarup Damodar, oh, vividly I knew. So, though it is difficult for general people or devotee, but those who are senior and those who are qualified, they can understand. So you should also try to understand and then we will go further. but I will take the help of Bhagavat Marichi Mala. First of all, we will clear what are unwanted things on earth. Even in sannyasis, so many kinds of anartha, so many. And what to tell others? So we will have to take out all these anarths, unwanted things. Whether he is grihastha, whether he is renounced or the sannyasi. So we will discuss gradually all these things. Janmadasya jato anvayaditaratascha tesu abhigyasvarat tene brahmarida jayad kabaye muhyanta jat suraya tejo varimridam jatha binmayo jatrati sargo amrisha dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhukam satyam paramadhimahi. Satyam paramadhimahi. This is the Mangalacharna slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should note what is Mangalacharna. Auspicious first praying to the deity of this grantha, by which what he wants to complete this book, it should be done. There should be no obstacle. That is why first we do Mangalacharna. Guru Gauranga Jai, Radha Vinod Bihari like Jai. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Kali Yuga Pavana Avataraya Namaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, taking the beauty and intrinsic mode of Krishna. He has come to sprinkle his mercy to all. If anyone will accept and pray the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he can understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Others he cannot. Very hard. Though there are so many bhashya, so commentaries of Bhagavatam by so many, but not full. Like Nimbarka, Ramanuj, Hanumat Bhashya, and so many. Though don't accept gopis and Krishna, Parkiyamud, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Jat Kripayat Parvito Asmin Etasmin Grantha Sangrahe Tam Gaurupasam Bande Damodar Swarupam. Beginning, in the beginning, when he was collecting, oh, so many good and straight slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam ordered by his Gurudev. At that time, Sarup Damodar came. So he is praying again, Sri Sarup Damodar. Jat kripaya prabhotishmi. By his mercy, mercy of Sarup Damodar, I am going to collect all these sweet, powerful slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam with my Vyakhya Marichi Prabha Gaur Parsadam and print to Gaur Parsad. The Parikar of Gauri Chandra, the associate, not only associate, what?
Intimate
associate. And general of his preaching, Prem Dharma, Sarup Damodaraya Raman, two generals. Among that, Sarup Damodar is most dear, Parikar. intimate friend. In cave of Gambhira, Sarup Damodar always reciting so many poems, so many slokas Srimad Bhagavatam, inspiring Mahaprabhu and consolating him. So he is very merciful. If you are attacked by lust, unwanted things, you can come, you can call Sarup Damodara Ramanand, all the generals of powerful general of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Come, save me from all these things. These unwanted things are what?
Binding my neck.
Binding my neck and tightening. Please come and save. They will come and save you. Then, to understand this thing fully, you should know that has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jajgayanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdati. Supreme Lord is one without and he is called Partattva. Those who are very qualified in these things, they are told who? Before this, Parashar, Naradrishi, Brahma Swami. They are told, even Narayan has told, Krishna has also told, because he is the root of all, he has told. That Advaya Gyan Pratattva is Krishna. What is Advaya Gyan? What is Advaya Gyan Pratattva? Can you? You can ask question if you cannot understand. Don't hesitate.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnanam Janashabhakaya Chakshur Nivedam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So the subject matter which Srila Gurudev this evening is presenting to us, the beautiful collection of shlokas by Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the form of Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala. And as Srila Gurudev is introducing the first shloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which he told that Srila Sarup Damodara Goswami had come and inspired directly by directly manifesting the meaning of this first shloka to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now Srila Gurudev is explaining that initially, before beginning, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering his pranams, his mangala charan, so that he may be able to comprehend and deeply understand this very exalted topic, which is very impenetrable, very difficult for the intelligence to conceive of and comprehend. So, Srila Gurudev is explaining that according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the absolute truth, the Param Tattva, from which everything has come, the entire universe that we see before us, all of existence, all energies, all living beings, and also all of the material manifestation that we see before us, It is all part of the Supreme Absolute Truth, which is in the Vedas called Param Tattva. Tattva means truth, and Param means supreme. So in the Vedas, and in this first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this absolute truth is called Param Tattvam or Param Satyam.
Or Advaitjnan Partham.
So, in the first shloka, Srila Vyasadeva is saying, Param Satyam Dhimahi, I am meditating upon that Supreme Absolute Truth. And what is that Supreme Absolute Truth? He is known as Advaitjnan Paratattva. Advaitjnan. Jnan means knowledge. Knowledge and consciousness. And Advai means non-dual, without duality. In other words, that Supreme Absolute Truth is actually only one supreme entity. And there is no other entity besides this one supreme truth. So, but yet we see before us that within this world, which is an emanation from this Supreme Absolute Being, that we see so many individual living beings like ourselves. Individual, tiny units of consciousness. And we also see that all of the energies surrounding us, they are also showing so much variety. But yet, that the Absolute Truth from whom everything has emanated, he is actually non-different than his very own emanations, his energies. In other words, the example, like in this material universe, we see the sun globe in the sky, that sun planet, which is millions of miles away from us. And that sun planet, on the sun planet itself, there are so many varieties there, which we cannot directly experience from our position. But yet the sun globe is made of fire and such. And from that sun globe is emanating its energies, heat and light, and it is pervading this entire universe. So the sun globe itself and the energies which are coming from the sun are actually one. They are non-different because in quality they are completely identical. So the sun manifests itself through its energies. In the same way, the Supreme Absolute Truth, being the absolute source of everything, manifests all energies which are actually non-different than himself. So this conception of the Supreme Being being non-different than all of his manifestations and energy is called Advaitjnan Paratattva. Because God is everything, and God is the source of everything, but at the same time, according to the Vedas, that Supreme Absolute Being also has his independent existence. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that conception of understanding that Absolute Supreme Being is described in one very important verse, shloka. And that verse describes that the Absolute Truth is understood in three features. So I'm quoting that verse. Vadanti tat tatvavidas tatvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Here in this verse, it is described that the very learned personalities who have studied the subject of the Absolute Truth, they are called tatvavida. That means they're perfect knowers of that Supreme Truth, which is beyond the conception of ordinary persons. So they have ascended to the platform of perfect knowledge and perfect realization. They're called tattva-vidā. So those personalities, when they contemplate and they understand the nature of that Supreme Absolute Truth, Supreme Absolute Reality, they have described him in this verse. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam. Here they are telling that he is known as Advaitjnan Paratattva. He is the one non-dual substance from which everything has come, and actually which is not different than his very self. But yet, now after describing this fact, that he is non-different than everything, all of his energies are non-different than himself, then it describes that his own individual existence also has some variety. There it is described in three ways. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shatyate. So the three aspects of his existence are called Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Now there is a simple example to understand this, trying to conceive of these aspects of the Supreme Being. Just like when we, from a very great distance away, we see a mountain. From a distance, that mountain appears very, very hazy. We can barely see it. Just like this mountain, when you look over the snow-capped mountain on the seafront here. So from a distance, if there was haze and cloud, we would barely see the shape of that mountain. Then, as we come closer to the mountain, if we approach the mountain directly, we will see that, oh, now on the mountain, there are some colors and some shapes, and we will see some more distinctive aspects of the mountain. But finally, when we come directly onto the mountain, then we will see there are so many plants, very specific flowers, trees, animals, and such. So in the same way, the Absolute Truth is viewed from different angles. Although he is one, although he is one Supreme Existence, but being viewed from different angles and from different degrees of realization of the Absolute Truth, then one only perceives him according to one's ability. So that Absolute Truth is known as Brahman because his entire energies, his whole existence is pervading everywhere, just like the sun has its energies pervading everywhere. And the Paramatma feature is somewhat similar to the sun. When you feel the sun upon your own head, it is individually experienced everywhere. In the same way, the Absolute Supreme Entity, he is called Paramatma, because that Supreme Being exists everywhere by his independent, individual nature. So the example is like the sun shining upon everyone's head, or shining in so many pots of water. If you have a pot of water and you see the reflection of the sun in hundreds and thousands of pots of water, in the same way, the Supreme Lord himself manifests in every atom within the heart of every living being, and he's all-pervading in this way. But finally, the high, topmost understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Advaita Gyan Paratattva, is called his Bhagavan aspect. This Bhagavan aspect is the full, complete knowledge and realization of the Absolute Truth. And that complete realization is just like coming directly to the sun globe itself. And on the sun globe, there you will find the emperor, the king of the entire sun planet, the sun god, Vivasvan, who is known in the Vedas by the name Vivasvan. And there are so many palaces and so many places for his enjoyment and for his life activities. So in the same way, the Supreme Being is also personal. Therefore, he is given the name Bhagavan. Because Bhagavan means he who possesses all opulences in complete fullness and infinitely. And those opulences are especially six in number. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashashashriya jnana vairagyayos chaiva samnam bhaga itingina. First opulence is Aishwarya. He has all power and he has all energy. Viryasya. He is has so much strength that he can accomplish anything. He can create and destroy a universe in a single moment. Viryasya yashasha. Yasha means that he has all fame. Throughout his entire creation, he is the most famous personality. This is also an opulence. Shriyam. Shriyam means beauty. So he who possesses all beauty in complete fullness, just like each one of us, we are possessing a tiny little bit of beauty, which is also very temporary. But the Supreme Absolute Being, Bhagavan, possesses all beauty in complete infinite quantity, and it is eternal. So Shriyam is his fourth opulence. Aishwaryasya samadrasya viryasya yashasya Shriyam jnana vairagyaya chaiva. And also, he is full of all knowledge. The Absolute Lord, who is the creator of everything, and who is present everywhere, is also fully conscious of everything in his creation. He is conscious of every living being who has been created, all of their thoughts, all of their desires, all of their past, present, and even their future. So his knowledge is infinite. That is his fifth opulence. And finally, his sixth opulence is that vairagya. He is, although possessing all of these qualities in complete fullness, and although he is the creator of millions of planets and actually unlimited numbers of universes, but yet he himself maintains his personal existence above and beyond them. So this is the description in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the Absolute Truth, as we know, like in Western countries, simply we know by the name of God, G-O-D. But in the Vedic literatures, he is known by the name Bhagavan, which is more specifically describing his existence. And that means that he is a supreme person who possesses all opulence. But he is not a person like us, with a temporary material body, which will grow old and die and suffer from so many diseases. His transcendental spiritual body is eternal. It is Sat Chit Ananda, full of all bliss, full of all knowledge, and eternal. So anyone who realizes this Supreme Lord in his Bhagavan feature, then automatically he also realizes the Brahman feature and Paramatma feature as well. But if someone only understands the Brahman feature, he cannot realize the other two. Just like if someone sees a mountain from a distance, he only knows to some degree what is the nature of that mountain. So the Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning is describing that now this Supreme Absolute Truth will be fully described in all of his features, and especially his topmost feature of Bhagavan will be fully described and discussed. So the first shloka of this book is introducing the nature of the Absolute Truth.
Very good. Thank you. You can think that what is necessary to have to know these all these things. In Bhajan 40, use of all these knowledge. Chant Hare Krishna. Think Krishna pastimes. Oh, one day you will have to come to this stage. Now you should go on that. But finally, when you will develop all knowledge, all kinds of vairagya will come, and then finally you can realize everything. So one day you will have to know. Though you think that it is very hard to understand. But one day you will have to start. Man satyam parama dhimahi. I am meditating Supreme Truth. What is that? Krishna, from him all creation comes. He supports and nourishes all, and in the end all comes in Krishna. It is half truth, not fully. If he is there, only he can wish. He cannot do anything. Then must he have some power. Vividhaiva sruyate na tat sakarjam karananchan vidyate na tat samasya dikasya drishyate parasha shakti vividhaiva. Krishna has parashakti. Only Krishna can desire. He cannot do anything without the power. See, Radhika is power. Power does everything. Krishna may desire anything. But if power is not there, how he can dance? How he can play on floats? How can he create? Because his existence is up to power.
Dependent upon his power.
Only desire Krishna. He is Shaktiman. Shakti is there. So by his. So both things. Then comes Sattam Paramadhimahi. Not alone Krishna, but power, with power Krishna is supreme. Moreover, Sattam Paramadhimahi, if Krishna is not there, Radhika can do everything. Everything she can do. Because she is power. So Sattam Paramadhimahi, Paramad Satyam Radhikaiva. Radhika is Paramasatyam. So we should try to take shelter in the Lord's feet of Radhika. Ladies should not think that nowadays they are neglected. They are not prominent. But Krishna has accepted prominent. We cannot deny it. Our bhajan is also like gopi mood. To be gopi. You should not try to be a male and to serve Krishna. They cannot please. Subal was there, Nanda Baba was there, and so many gopis were there. But who pleased Krishna more? Who controlled Krishna? Nanda Baba could not. Subal Sakha and they cannot. Only Radhika and gopis can control Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought these things to world. So Satyam Paramadhimahi. Alone Krishna cannot make any rasa. How he can make rasa? With Radhika there is a rasa. So this Adi rasa, Shingar rasa, from where came? From Radha and Krishna. So that is Paramasatyam. I have explained it very well in so many places. Perhaps Shyamrani has collected all these things.
It's in the book Sacred Truths of the Bhagavatam.
Huh?
Yes, your lectures that you gave in Badger some years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sacred Truths of the Bhagavatam.
Yes.
His foot.
Now, in brief, I am telling some think that you can understand. Oh, Krishna Das, one kirtan. Chote ekta kirtan. Kirtan ekta. Jate tatva gyan hoy chhe to. Jai kono ekta kar.
Tumi sarve sare sara Brajendra Brajendra Kumara.
Yeah.
This world has come from that very transcendental truth in two ways, anvay and vyatirek, direct and indirect. What is that? Krishna has so many powers. He has Swarup Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Jeev Shakti. These are three prominent. Chit Shakti or Swarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. These are one thing. And shadow of this, creator of this world, is Maya Shakti, shadow of Swarup Shakti. And in the middle, on the cost,
marginal point,
oh, Jiva Shakti is there. What is Jiva Shakti? Anu Prakasha Sthaliya. Anu Prakash of Chit Shakti. Very minute
manifestation
of Swarup Shakti is Jiva Shakti. Swarup Shakti has been called Parashakti, not Apara. But it may come under the control of Maya. It may come. That is, we are now. You should think we are prey of Manute. In that slope. Manute tad anartham tatakatan chabhi papadyate. Jivo. Jeev is pare.
Superior
than Maya. But now he is thinking that I am this body. And this is mine. This is, the cause, root of coming to this world. You will have to give up. You will have to forget one day that I am this physical body. Don't quarrel for this. What you are collecting from this body, what you are doing from this body, they will not help you. Never. So knowing this, follow the instructions of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru and Rupa Goswami and try to realize. Don't think that I am chanting Harinam this time. If you are surrendered to Gurudev totally, then you will see that, your Atma is chanting. This, but ears cannot hear the transcendental any voice. Never. But if you are dedicated to Gurudev, then he will empower you to hear all these things. So, first of all, what do?
Surrender
totally and totally believe him, what he is telling. Each word you should believe. So forget that I am this physical body. I am part and parcel of Krishna, but his servant. So we are called Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha Shakti has revealed himself, manifested herself, and so many jivas. If all are liberated, what will be? The world will be empty. Never. Never. One drop of blood may fill whole universe again. So many jivas are here, unlimited. You cannot imagine even. So, Tatastha Shakti is Anupara Shakti, Absarup Shakti, and Chaya, shadow. But don't think like shadow. We are telling shadow. Shadow, when we walk, it cannot do anything. But this shadow of Krishna, what is doing? Creating whole this world. Why? Sarvashakti wants. Why Sarvashakti wants? Because Krishna wants. In the root, Krishna is there. And when he desires, then Sarvashakti Kriyavati Bhavati. Sarvashakti? And then his shadow like, oh, Maya Shakti. Pavitra karne ke liye.
Purify
all these jivas. Do I have forgotten Krishna? To make them again qualified to serve Krishna. Like if gold is somewhat
impure,
then give it to fire. And
beat it.
So Maya does this. This world is like that. We are now impure. So many worldly desires, thinking myself that this body. And she is my wife, she is, oh, that is my child. And so much attached. What does Maya? He takes you to fire. This world is like fire. Burns and gives
hammering.
So many suffering comes. Death comes for this. And then you realize that world is not a place of to be happy. You should know. One day death will come. So many rogues from childhood.
Diseases.
This is due to Maya. She has given this body full of what? Rogues and diseases and so many things. So, she is hammering also. And this is called Bahiranga. Not in Krishna. But she is staying behind him with shame that I am hammering all these very dear to Krishna. So she is some part. But really she is very merciful. If you will not hammer, we cannot realize all these things. So now again telling. Anvaya, here anvayadi itartascha. Anvaya means Jiva Shakti has become Parinati, Parinam, and all Jivas are there. So directly we have not come from Krishna. I told you. Krishna power, all Chit Jagat, Vaikunth, Golok Vrindavan, plants, Jamuna, Giriraj, Govardhan, Gop, Gopi, cops, cows, and all there, they are transcendental. The body of Krishna, the body of Radhika and others, all things have come from where? Oh, this Swarup Shakti. And we all the creepers, creatures, hog, pigs and fishes and everything, whole world that we see, that we have not seen, all coming from this illusory Maya. These are not false. Mayavadi tells. What? These are all false. Never. It has come from the will of Krishna. So how it can be? But it is not transcendental truth. Only. After some time they will be Nashwara.
Destroyed.
So this world has come from Maya Jagat. We have come from Jiva Shakti, Tatastha, Parashakti. And Krishna and his all associates and everything, his dham, sattam, paramadhimahi, dhamna swing, that is transcendental, coming from Chit Shakti, Swarup Shakti. But there is a question. We are so much superior than Maya Shakti, illusory Maya. How we came and entangled in this Maya? No? This is. Then he is telling, Vyatireka. Vyatirek means indirect. What is that? Though we are so much superior than Maya Shakti, we are not this body. Oh, our father, mother, sister, brother, all relatives are not mine. What we see and what we tell to them, these relations, all bag of stolen urine. Soul is there. But we have no relation now with soul and souls and super soul. Then how it became? Krishna is Supreme Lord. He desires everything. And Satya Sankalpa, it becomes true. What he thinks, at once it becomes. So Krishna is Swatantra.
Independent.
We are also, but what? How much?
Minute.
All the qualities of Krishna we possess. But very minute. So Maya can cover with the wish of Krishna. Krishna has given you that freedom, independence. What you want, Krishna does not control. If you want to take poison, you can take. Krishna will tell that you will die, you should not take. In mind he will tell, in heart. But he will not control fully. If he can, he would. He can, but never he does. Why? Tattu lila kaivalyam. Tattu lila. Oh, this is also one kind of leela. So all kinds of leela that we can think, and beyond that, Krishna can do. So one of his leela. Why he does that? We are all suffering. Why not this? This would be there also. Otherwise, it will be incomplete. So this has come, oh, I am this body. Oh, he is my father. He is my sister. He is my wife. When she became your wife, from birth? Never. And if anyone divorces his wife and second comes, then what? So there is no transcendental relation with them. Only transcendental relation is that, oh, that is also Krishna, part and parcel, thus and myself. This relation is there. But by Maya, we have forget all these things. Try to realize this. Very difficult. Don't think that, oh, she is my wife. Your wife is only body. Not so. Krishna is the husband of all souls. You not. You are only husband of this body. So this mithyabhiman,
false ego,
comes from where? Oh, this illusory maya. And that is why we have some relation with this world, not from today. Time?
Immemorial.
When we came to this world, oh, only Krishna knows. No one knows. Don't try to go another in life. Try to stop here. But how it will be stopped? He is not my husband. She is not my wife. This world is not mine. I am not this body. I am only the servant of Krishna. My soul is transcendental. Thinking. Then Guru will give him power, empower you to be detached. Hear Hari Katha. And thus it will come. Otherwise, if you will try yourself to come out of this illusory maya, oh, you will entangle more. As any daldal. Daldal, you know? In the rivers.
Quicksand.
Going,
we're sinking down.
Sinking,
oh,
yes.
If you are there and you're trying to come, what becomes?
We go more deep.
Oh, elephants. They go there. And they try to come out. And what they try, oh, they go more. And once fully they are immersed and die. So your intelligence will let you take shelter of Guru and Krishna. They can save you. They are very powerful. So what I'm telling, you should try from, begin from today, not for tomorrow. I know any worldly thing. My only husband or relation with Krishna. If you forget all these things, especially on the time of death, then you will be liberated from this world. Otherwise not. So I have come to remind all these things that Swamiji has also told you. Avarup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and others are there. So you should not only listen and don't keep it from this ear. Hear from this and take it from this. Or you should go inside. From today practically, you should try to forgive all this idea that she is my wife, he is my husband, he is my children, I am this body. Today from, you should try. Very difficult, but you can do by the mercy of Krishna. If by mercy Guru can come here among you, Swamiji can come, even Krishna can come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they are merciful, then you should pray, then he will be merciful to you. Surrender totally. you should try to forget your power. Only be Sharanagat. Then, Arthe Abhigyesu Swarat comes. Arthesu Abhigyaha. Krishna is all knowing. What?
Okay. Omniscient. Omniscient.
Omniscient. All knowing. He knows everything. You see that we have so many nerves. So many nerves. Pumped by heart. Blood circulates everywhere. But when choked, then what becomes? We die. In finger, up to here, blood circulation coming. Half an hour. Everywhere. How Krishna made it? So many. That everywhere. Sensation is there. Everywhere. Even in all room.
Pores of skin. Pores of skin. Hair.
Sometimes they stand.
Yes. Yeah.
How? This creation is so that we cannot think. Very complicated. Especially Purush. Prakriti. Mahatvatta. Purush who? Part of Krishna in this world. Puru, Prakriti. Purush. Prakriti, illusory maya, mahatta, first covering of jiva. This is called chitta or mahatta. There are 28 kinds of tattva by which world is created. 10 indriya, 10
senses.
There's senses. Oh, 20. At 20, they are. Tanmatra.
Yes. Senses.
20. And then man, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, mahatattva, prakriti and purush. Oh, Krishna knows everything about them because they have come from Krishna. Oh, we cannot know. Brahma cannot know. Anyone cannot. So he is abhigya. Abhigya means he knows everything. That is his sarvajna. What to do? To take rest, sir. Any kirtan or? Kirtan? Good kirtan, any?
Mero Radha Ramana Gire
Dhari
Drama.
Gire Dhari Shyama
Vanavari Drama place.
So many are old devotees here, so it is appropriate subject matter.
Even for new people, very good.
Huh?
Very good for new people. Foundation.
Yes. This is foundation.
And they can understand.
But
But Maya Shakti, Chaya Shakti. Maya Shakti is Chaya Shakti, shadow.
Shadow. No. But not shadow, that shadow can work.
Yes, she
can
yes,
do
yes.
it. Yes. Because she is coming from Sar Shakti. Sar Shakti is Maya Shakti. Only by function she is called Maya. There is no two Shakti.
Yes.
Only one Shakti. As a function, when you judge the function of and then you judge the work of this world, then she is called Maya. Otherwise, Maya is man.
Yeah. One energy, a different function.
Right.
The mother jeep, very tightly bound by Maya.
Yes.
But always some small independence.
Free will.
How?
God, because he is the part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna has, if he is bounded by Maya, even that thing will not, never. That independence does not
take.
Okay. So one man, he wants to cut his hand.
He can cut.
Is this his karma or his free will?
No, no. Free will.
Free will?
Yes.
Not karma.
No, it's there mixed in. Free will is always
Hare 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 Krishna.